You are listening to a live edition of the Bryant Park Project on this, the first day of 2008. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, thanks to the BPP staff for getting it in here. Crack it on. And now I'm actually putting them to work because it's time for the most blogged, emailed, viewed, and commented stories on the web. It's a roundup we call the most. All right, editor Tricia McKinney and burgeoning radio star.
Yes.
I've never been in this room as often as I've been in here in the last 2 days. So I have one of the most emailed stories on Yahoo News, and this is about that transition to digital television that we've been talking about here on the show. I still don't fully understand it, but basically, you know, they're phasing out the analog airwaves, and everything's going to go digital in about a year from now, a little over a year from now. So anyway, today, January 1st, the federal government is trying to help people make that transition into digital television. So,
how's the HUG government going to help us?
Why, they're going to give us coupons. So, they've made coupons available to help you buy these little boxes that convert your analog signal into digital signal. And I don't know how much these boxes cost. This story I'm reading says anywhere between $50 and $70. So the federal government is making $40 coupons available starting today. Right? So I read this story at about 4 a.m. And, you know, clicked on the little link to get my coupon, and I got one.
You did?
Yeah, I got a coupon. I'm not going to give out my reference number because I think I give out so much information about myself on the show. Someone's going to steal my identity. But anyway, my reference number is nearly number 9,000, which makes me wonder if...
How many people have done this already?
Is this, like, is this chronological? Am I the whatever number person to ask for one of these things in about 4 hours that they were available?
People were up all night drinking. I mean, you say free coupon to a drunk, click.
I don't know. So there you go. Anyway, better get your
Happy
coupons.
Because
I think there's a limited number of these things. So I got mine.
The thing about this is, though, is you really have to be a... No offense, Tricia, a bit of a Luddite, because if you have cable or a brand new TV, flat screen TV,
you're okay.
And most people
These are people with the rabbit ears somewhere
out. Yeah,
so I don't need my coupon, probably. I have a coupon if anybody needs one.
Hold on to your coupon.
It's coming.
Just for fun.
I'm not putting it on eBay. That wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
Matt?
Well, I have one of the most emailed from USA Today. It's about this woman who was on a flight on December 17th from India to Chicago. She has one of the drug-resistant strains of TB.
Oh, no.
Yes. And she exposed up to 44 people. They say 44 people sat close enough to her for exposure, and they're trying to track these people down. American Airlines flight 293 from New Delhi to Chicago. And from Chicago, the people that were around her, those 44 people, traveled to California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, elsewhere in Illinois, India, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia.
Am I the only one waiting to hear the Howard Dean scream after that?
Sorry. That's pretty good. We should have that. Uh-huh. Anyway, so they're recommending that all these people who are on this flight that may have been exposed undergo testing with a follow-up in 8 to 10 weeks just to make sure that they're not exposed.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah. And, you know, the woman actually had symptoms when she got on the plane.
Oh,
she's
gosh.
Feverish. She had, the risk is very small, but it's very deadly if you do get it. So.
And we all make fun of Michael Jackson for wearing that face mask.
You know what?
He might be onto something when you say getting on a plane.
Makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. All right. Somebody who had a really bad New Year's Eve. The coach of the Baltimore Ravens fired. This is one of Google's most searched names, Brian Billick, fired last night. Okay, so the Ravens finished 5-11 amidst a 10-game losing streak. They even lost to the Miami Dolphins. But here's the thing is they told him that his job was okay last week. And then they changed their minds. I guess last year they did a whole lot better. They were 13-3 for this season, and they won the AFC North. But he's in good company. Does anybody else remember this firing? Christmas Eve, the Chicago Bulls fired their coach, Scott Skiles. So in terms of pro sports, some hard-hearted Hannah's out there.
When do radio people get fired?
I don't know, Matt. We're new to radio. We're from the TV.
Yeah.
When are we going to get fired?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
No, we're fine.
Okay,
we're
good.
We're just fine.
All right. Okay, so I have one of the most emailed on MSNBC.com. The headline I loved, Pooch's Shower Presence Sparks Fight. I mean, who wouldn't click on that? Who wouldn't send it to their friends? So anyway, this is a story about a couple in the state of Washington. A 25-year-old woman got arrested for investigation of second-degree assault after getting into an argument with her boyfriend. What was the argument about, you may ask? They were arguing about whether his dog should be in the bathroom while they took a shower together. I don't want to speculate, but I don't think this relationship is going to last.
It's going to last.
But that's creepy. Think about
it.
The man
wanted the dog in the bathroom. The woman said no. I'm kind of on her side with this.
I've been with people who don't close the bathroom door for their pets on any occasion. And that is creepy.
Well, anyway, the police say the woman punched the guy in the face, they say. So.
Mid-shower?
Yeah.
Too much information. TMI. Okay.
Yeah. I have some of the most emailed stories from NPR.org. What NPR did was they made this big post. We made this big post. They, as in I don't work for them. Yes. We made this big post about all of the best stories from the year, the most emailed stories from throughout the year.
Hey, that's a good idea, the most.
Yeah, that is a good idea. And so, obviously, those stories all of a sudden start shooting up the list on the most emailed today. So, got a runny nose, flush it out. It's a story about one of those things that, those pots that you put on your nose. There's an actual name for them.
There's a visual I wish people
could
see.
Matt's trying to demonstrate.
Was it the nostril bidet?
Yes, a nostril bidet.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, it's about cleaning out your nose, which is from earlier this year. Also, quinoa, a sacred and super crop, which we interviewed the woman who wrote the article, which is a whole bunch of quinoa recipes about the magicalness of quinoa. And also, one of the most popular this year, retune the body with a partial fast. All about,
a lot of cleansing.
Yeah, a lot of cleansing.
Cleansing and quinoa. What's that all about?
People are happy with the cleansing and the quinoa.
The NPR listenership demographic continues to amaze me.
In a nutshell. There they are right there.
Trisha, you have to explain this Google Trends rabbit hole you went down this morning.
Once again, Google, it's dangerous. Okay, so I went to see what were the most searched terms on Google, and number one was January 1 TCP/IP. So, of course, I Googled it, and it turns out, I guess, so if you go on Google today, if you just go on www.google.com, the little logo today is all internet-related. It's a little, the G turns into the little cord going into the wall, and the other G is another cord. Anyway, so apparently they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the internet's adopting the TCP/IP protocol, and that's about as much as I
woohoo, let's have a party.
Yeah, handshake. TCP/IP handshake.
I have no idea
what
that means. But anyway, that's the
number one. But it's the way that we use the internet now. It's the way that all of us use the internet. And, you know, you have the TCP/IP protocol, you type in the numbers, and that does the handshake.
And magic happens.
Magically, I get to read Paris Hilton.
You know,
see? That's how it works.
This was brought to us by my friends at DARPA. That's all I'm going to say.
DARPA. Hey, that's the most. You can read these stories and our hot little bits at our website, npr.org/Brian Park. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Trisha.
You're welcome.